Sith, The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode number 14. Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, and as usual, I will be spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're a new listener, welcome to the show. If you tuned in before, welcome back. On today's show, Hey Sverige, or Yay Sweden in English. It's music either from Sweden or remixed by Swedes. No, I'm not Swedish, I'm Danish. But I thought I'd spread a little love across the ocean to Sweden. First up, on today's show here from the Commodore 64, it's Mitch and Dane, Streetwise. Mitch and Dane there, from the Commodore 64, Streetwise. Time for some news. First up on today's show, the Retro Concert Copenhagen. Some of you might know about that one. It's coming up on November the 5th here in Copenhagen, Denmark. The 300 tickets that were available have sold out in just about a week. So hopefully you got tickets, in which case I will see you there. There's been an addition to the lineup. Finnish rock band Access Denied are also showing up and playing a little gig there, so that should be good. And speaking of Press Play on Tape, if you haven't experienced them live yet and you missed out on the Retro Concert Copenhagen event, as I just said, the tickets are all sold out. You still have a chance, at least if you're in Denmark or willing to travel to Denmark if you're really dedicated. Press Play on Tape will be opening up for Danish band Mew on their two concerts in Denmark on October the 14th, that's in Aarhus, at the Scandinavian Congress Center, and on the 15th in Copenhagen at Kobe Helen. And speaking of music, Visa Röster are gonna do a follow-up to C64 vocally. Yep, they've got a new album coming up. It's due out for release on November 5th, 2005. So that's probably another exclusive for the Retro Concert Copenhagen. And I guess they'll be starting to take orders and ship those out as soon as they come back home, because they're doing a gig at the Retro Concert as well. I've seen a preliminary track list, and it looks very good. There's an a cappella segment with the Formula One Simulator, Roland's Rat Race, Bomb Jack, Caverns of Kafka, Fairlight, and a live version from Ljungby Dagarna, 2005. That's apparently some sort of festival over in Sweden. And Delta will be rounding off the a cappella section with the next one being tunes with backing tracks. And the first one I'm very much looking forward to, it's Trust with Pex Tufvesson, also known as Mahoney, on piano, and Hanna Kapelin doing the vocals. So, Pex, if you're listening, I want a preview of that one as soon as you get it done. Also on the that section of the CD will be Thanatos, Whisball, Subtune 7, Mule, Commando, Calm, and Last Ninja 3. And rounding off this CD will be International Karate, live from Back in Time Live London in 2004. And as I just said, it's a preliminary track list, so don't get mad at me or get mad at Pex or any of the other nice people in Visa Roster if this changes. A little follow-up to show 13. In all the excitement of doing the last show, I forgot to say hi to all the great people that I met at Back in Time Light and Retrovision in Manchester in the UK. So, hi everyone. And speaking of Back in Time Light, from the invite intro that was spread up to the event and now sitting in the RKO upload queue, here is Sonic Wanderer Crazy Comet's BitLight intro mix. Sonic Wanderer there, Crazy Comets. Now for some more news, the C64 Takeaway airs on conventional radio. Yep, on September the 18th, Radio Helsinki, a non-commercial volunteer-staffed radio station in Graz, Austria, played shows 6 and 7 back-to-back. So thank you, Martin Schimic. I probably butchered that last name. Martin was the is the guy who approached me originally to ask for permission to play the C64 Takeaway get it out there on the old radio waves. And I thought that was pretty neat idea, seeing as this is a podcast and it's supposed to be non-radio. And all of a sudden we find conventional radio picking up the signal, so that's great. And also, a recent podcast 411 show featured the takeaway promo, and Rob over from podcast 411 called this a very geeky, very good podcast. And apparently very geeky is the biggest compliment Rob can give out, so thanks, Rob. Time for some more music. Next up, also from Sweden, this is Wobbler, Oral Maneuvers 2, 140 versus 70 mix. We'll be right back. Diablo there. Oral Manures 2, 140 versus 70 mix. Now, the next one is a bit special. It's not really a Commodore 64 remix. It's not really a Commodore 64 tune, seeing as it's never been anywhere near a Commodore 64. So why do I play it then? Well, I shall answer that in just a moment. What happened was, maybe some of you know a Swedish rap band called Timbuktu that apparently have a very nice hit with a tune called Alla vill till himlen, men ingen vill dö. Or in English, that's everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. Mackie had his hands on that track, and what he did was that he removed everything but the vocals, either that or he had the vocals as a separate track, I don't know, and he did a bit of magic with Renoise, a music program. What he did was use the, let me just check my notes to see if I get this correct, because I'm not a musician. He used Renoise with the Quadracid VSTi for everything except for the drums, which were lifted off a Commodore 64. Now, a Quadracid, for those of you wondering, is a SID emulating soft synth VST instrument. Apparently, that's something you use if you use various computer programs to do your music in. Anyway, what Maggie did was basically put a Commodore 64 track, or something that could have been done on the Commodore 64, underneath this Timbuktu track, and here it is. It's the first proper mashup I think we've played on the takeaway. It's Maggie versus Timbuktu. Alle vill ha high score, men ingen vill dö. Everyone wants a high score, but no one wants to die.
Jag menar, riskerna är många, men de måste vi ta, för lidandet blir man kan få gå med inifrån. Och man kan fråga vem man vill, även om vänliga. Men ingen ära vad du assisterar femlingar. Så det hela resulterar i en nedåtbegång. Så vi kör det man och man och fyller den i tag. Alla vill till himmelen, men få vill ju dö. Man vill kalma inbildningen.
Mackie versus Timbuktu. Alla vill till highscoren. I should have warned you, if you don't understand Swedish, you probably didn't get any of that, because, yeah, the lyrics were in Swedish. But that's what you get for tuning in to the Yay Sweden edition of the podcast. Time for some feedback. You can, of course, find out how to do feedback and read about the show on the show site. That's at www.slayradio.org/podcast. And you can find show notes and links to everything featured on today's show there. And you can, of course, email to podcast@slayradio.org. And while you're at it, don't forget to show your appreciation over on podcastalley.com. Now for some feedback. Juan Luis Sanchez from the United States of America writes in, I've been catching up on your podcasts by listening back to back. Very good stuff. I would love to see a Rob Hubbard show also. Yeah, well, Juan Luis, that's not impossible at all. Anyway, he continues, although I now live in the USA, I grew up in the UK with my C64 and all that. The retro scene, especially for the Commodores, is obviously a lot more alive in Europe than it is over here. I would love to see a Back in Time live or similar event held in the USA. Do you know of any events crossing the pond? There are local classic gaming or retro gaming festivals that are growing in popularity here, but they don't have the passion of their European cousins. Well, Juan Luis, frankly, I can't see... Well, I don't know about this because I don't host or organize these events. But frankly, I can't see an event like this crossing the pond. I could probably see it being an inspiration to events in other parts of the world. I know there's been... well, that's also in Europe, but there's been a Back in Time live Germany, actually, that didn't have anything to do with the official, if you will, Back in Time live thing. All you American people, or Australian, or whatever pond you're on the other side of, get cracking and do some remix gathering thing, because you're bound to have talented musicians who are into the Commodore 64 as well. I do realize that it seems, from what I've heard of the remix-based podcasts, is that the console stuff seems to be more popular. Remix and console stuff seems to be more popular in the North American region, whereas the Commodore 64 has a greater following over here in Europe. Anyway, Juan Luis continues. I did come across one C64 remix live band that I was impressed by, but I've never seen them linked or mentioned on the Euro-based site, so obviously he's talking about an American thing. Check out www.8bitweapon.com. He has some remixes that maybe you should feature on your show sometime. Thanks for the feedback, Juan Luis. About the 8-bit weapon, yeah, I know who they are, or he is. Seth Sternberger, one half of the 8-bit weapon, also known as Naughty Boy, was actually present at one of the Back in Time live events, either the first or the second one in in London. And he played a set there. I think his music is a bit too lo-fi for my taste. But I'll have a link up to the 8-Bit Weapon page in the show notes in case someone else digs that kind of music. I know there's a following of the lo-fi thing in different parts of the world. We even have, in Sweden actually, there's a guy called Go-To 80 who's apparently been performing lo-fi stuff as well on C64s in various clubs. Anyway, more feedback from Sweden. This truly is a Swedish-centered show, this. This comes from Håkan Kvist. He actually wrote me in late August or something, and I replied to him via email, but it seemed to be trapped in some spam thing filter somewhere, because every time I mail you, Håkan, I get it bounced straight back at me. Anyway, Håkan writes, "Thanks for the podcast. I can't listen to streaming audio at work, so no slave radio for me. The C64 takeaway has turned today into the best Friday for a long time." Well, I'm happy that you managed to find some Commodore 64 goodies at work, Håkan, even though you... your corporate firewall prevents you from tuning into the Slay radio stream. By the way, I noticed that you have, Håkan, I noticed that you have a link to Linus Vallee's website on your homepage. I haven't spoken to him in ages, so tell him I said hi. And as for Linus Vallee, I found this old mix. It is a Linus Vallee, or as he is also known, King Fisher of Triad. This is Flying Shark, Where's the Future?
What the hell was that racket? It sure was no tune we'd play here in my bar. Luckily for y'all, we've got some quality Swedish music here to wind down this here show for you all away from Bob's Country Bunker. Hit it, boys. Yeah, now that's what I call a snappy tune. X-Forms with their take on Final Synth Sample 1, the Hula Remix. See you all in a week's time. Take care, stay subscribed, and drive home safely. Bye-bye.